Welcome to the bonus segment of Season 5, Episode 5 of Exploring Boys Education. Every lesson is a well-being lesson. We thought it would be great to highlight the importance of well-being in a boys' boarding environment. We know across the world that boys' boarding schools are really working hard at being the kind of places that supports boys' well-being. We spoke about safe and honest spaces, about brave spaces. And I think, you know, when you have boys with one 24/7, there is a whole new way of possibly approaching this work and leveraging the time that we have with boys to support them. What I would say is, if you've jumped straight to this bonus conversation around well-being in boys' boarding schools, I would suggest that you head back and listen to the full episode with David and Justin, simply because I think that'll give you some insights into some of the concepts that might be mentioned or some of the foundational conversations. But how does what we've been speaking about uniquely take root in a boarding environment for boys?
As many people involved in boarding would be aware, that boarding environment and boarding schools, the way I kind of view it, accentuate whatever your experience is of school. And so if you love school, gosh, you love boarding school. And the opposite, if you don't like, if you hate school, gosh, you can hate boarding school. And so with that reality that therefore things kind of just get amplified in a boarding environment, and tension gets amplified, and particularly if it doesn't have an escape route and a way to let off steam and those sorts of things. So a couple of little thoughts from my experience leading boys' boarding houses and being intimately involved at Geelong Grammar for many years, as well as Trinity Grammar's boarding house. One, the importance of young people, ideally little kids being around, you know, and whether they're one and some awkward teenagers holding a little baby or something, or they're 5 or 7 or 8 and kicking a football or throwing a ball around or something, and or the importance of animals, you know, whether they be dogs or cats or fish or whatever. But suddenly, because suddenly, you know, a normal home might have 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 kind of people. Suddenly you've now got 60, you know, of course, plus or minus 20. Suddenly with that, we therefore need the commonality and the safety and allowing you to interact and connect with humans different ages to that group of 60 that are kind of teenagers or adolescents. And so I think in the same way, whilst I haven't had as much experience of it as well, you know, senior citizens, you know, and, you know, our elders in the community, how can they come and have dinner in the boarding house, be a presence, share some of their wisdom? So one element of having safe/brave, hence the previous episode, boarding environments, I think a key well-being element to it is expanding the age range and expanding the human range into animal range as well within this beautiful little boys' boarding environment.
In the earlier episode as well, Bruce, we spoke about male gender norms being so closely linked to mental ill health in young men and adolescent boys. You know, we spoke about things like denial of vulnerability. You know, young boys shouldn't be vulnerable and they shouldn't be emotionally in control, and these kind of unhealthy norms. Also norms around risk-taking behavior, that, you know, adolescent boys are supposed to take risks, these kind of norms that are so pervasive. And the literature in this space clearly highlights the strong link between those conformity to those norms and mental ill health. And so what we've seen, and I also have worked for a decade inside of boarding school environment, boarding house environments, I think any strategies or interventions or activities that incorporate healthy masculinity-based factors, we have the opportunity to not only role model that healthy, those healthy norms, but also to have conversations around healthy norms rather than just allowing students to, boys to kind of intuitively kind of conform to potentially unhealthy norms. So activities like rites of passage. We're working with a boys' school in Australia at the moment, and they've got some really cool rites of passage stuff. Another couple of schools in Australia that are investing heavily in rites of passage as a way to discuss cultural norms and role model healthy cultural norms in a really, really powerful way. So we love that idea of rites of passage. Also, you know, you mentioned in a previous episode as well, sports and music. I think both of those, but maybe particularly sports-based approaches, create really powerful opportunities for celebrating healthy norms around around gender and masculinity and sexuality and all sorts of stuff. And so those kind of pursuits just create this beautiful kind of fertile ground for us to have conversations and to role model healthy norm-based discussions. Mm.
I love how you talk about ritual, David. And I was listening to, and I mentioned our executive director, Tom Batty, again, I was listening to a keynote he was delivering here in South Africa to IBSC's regional conference. And he was talking about the power of ritual. And he was saying, you know, when we get ritual right in boys' schools, it creates a real sense of belonging. And it connects to what we spoke about in terms of belonging earlier. When we get it wrong, it turns into mob. And I think that's what we need to work towards, particularly in boarding environments where boys are together so often, is to create those opportunities for boys to engage with each other where the aim is for a positive outcome and a positive engagement and a togetherness and a sense that everyone belongs and is part of something, you know, bigger than themselves. And I would suggest that whole principle of every lesson is a well-being lesson is that whoever the team are in a boarding house, that every engagement with a boy is an opportunity to instill a sense of belonging and well-being and helping them to understand how to be brave and resilient and step out of those norms that you mentioned.
And again, the role modeling, the importance of the role modeling of the house parents, the house tutors and the house leaders. The concept, because I couldn't agree more when you were talking about the challenge with then mob mentality, Bruce, and the idea of, I think the best way forward is changing culture one conversation at a time and individually. And whilst it felt kind of a bit wrong of me to kind of be sometimes a little bit pleased when a young boy was unwell or upset or hurt or some incident and upset. And that allowed me to be there for that person and to suddenly model, you know, genuine care and support. And so I kind of was in some ways, oh, I'm glad I've now had that connection with that individual.
The beauty maybe of being in a boarding environment is that we have so much more time. And so if we approach this in with the right intentionality, which is a word we've used before, and something that you've said a number of times, Justin, resonates with me, this whole idea of boys being known. I think the best boarding spaces really center relationship and belonging, knowing boys. And when we know boys, I always say when we know boys really well, they can mask as much as they want, we will be able to notice. And so I think all of these principles ring true for boarding, but we need to be intentional about using the time we have with boys as much as we can to further embed the messaging and the practice of well-being.
I love that, Bruce, and it is about time. And the thing about time is it's not really just the time, it's the moments. We get more moments, and this is maybe one of the most profound learnings I've had out of the science in the last 20 years is that you know, being a boy myself growing up playing sports and stuff, I always sort of felt that the big moments in life are the foundation of relationships, and you win a football competition, you feel connected to your mates, and but actually what the research shows is it's not the big moments in life really that cause connection, it's the It's the micro moments. It's the collection of micro moments of tiny little interactions that accumulate over time that really build trust and build connection. So, of course, it feels wonderful to win a football trophy, but actually real deep connection between students, between staff, between students, between students and staff, they're really based on micro moments of interaction. And this is for me quite profound, because it's I was a little bit scared when I first read Dr. Barb Fredrickson's work at a University of North Carolina and really started to understand that every interaction matters, every conversation matters, every glance at a boy, the way, whether you smile or not, whether it's a high five or not, the language, all of those things are incrementally building this relational capital, this bank of connection that we have. And so at first quite daunting, but then what a beautiful opportunity that another way to think about it is a great opportunity. Every single day you wake up and have a chance to build that bank of relationships with every child in every single conversation you have, every single interaction. And so we also see in the stories of letters we've collected from teachers that what students often write about when they thank their teacher at the end of the year or thank a boarding house staff member, they're not big things. They'll be little things where they thank the teacher for just being there, for listening in that moment when I needed you, or for the little pat on the back when I was struggling, or whatever it is. They're often little micro moments that cause these ripples into students' lives. And this is the paradox of working boarding, I think, is that you never really appreciate the impact you're having, and you probably will never know most of the positive impact you're having on these boys and men as they go out into the world. And but we love the idea of recognizing that every interaction matters, and it's really about accumulation of micro moments that you have so much control over in a boarding house environment because you have so much more time.
I think that's a lovely way to end. I love that, and I think if folk walk away from this bonus conversation around boarding, I think that's the secret sauce. I think that's the takeaway. Every moment matters.
Thank you, Bruce. And Bruce, could I give a little challenge as a close to, of course, an invitation? The idea of a head of house, a head of boarding, keeping the list of their students and just putting the date down beside the name of a student when they have a meaningful moment, a meaningful conversation. And that could be less than 3 minutes, but you know you had a little connection there. And it's not trying to give you something extra to do, and it's just at the end of the day you go, I think it was those three or four particularly. But then suddenly you get to the end of the week or the end of a fortnight, nearing the end of the term, I've only had one conversation with that student. So that's part of my role of the importance of, because it's very easy to have 26 good meaningful moments with one or two of the students because of their proximity, because of their similarities and whatever. But that's your role, is the well-being of every single boy in your boarding house. And so the little challenge of keeping a little note and dating individual conversations, it can stay in your drawer. It's only for you to see. The students never need to know about it, but it allows to keep you excited and honest and passionate about your importance of conversations and well-being in your boarding house.
I want to thank you both for hanging around for some extra time to have this important conversation about boarding. I wanted to bring that in for our schools who have that component, or some of them are full boarding environments. So I think all that you've shared can apply, but thank you so much for spending this little bit of extra time with me talking about this important facet of the education of boys.